You know what time it is?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's another edition of Fit Talk Radio with your hosts, Tim and Maria Wells. Brought to you by Edward Jones, Crystal Carter, Wintersville Fitness, Valdosta Bike Center, FitMix Group Fitness and Personal Training, Valdosta Health and Wellness, Fit Talk Radio's Fitness Model Calendar Search Contest, and Crunch Fitness Valdosta. And now, here's Jim and Maria on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello and welcome to Fit Talk Radio. I'm Maria.
And I'm Jim.
And we are here on this beautiful Thursday afternoon, Jim, and we've been here in Valdosta all afternoon. Had some really, really great success this afternoon.
That's right. Getting some things done in preparation for the NPC Night of the Gladiators.
And, Jim, we have just got some absolutely phenomenal sponsors.
And we were in contact with some of those sponsors and contributors today.
Yeah. We absolutely were. We were over at Sculpt 24. Big kudos to Charles, the owner over there, and to Sabrina, the marketing director. Sculpt has come on board with us, and very excited for them. And, Jim, they have got a ton of competitors.
Right, right. They said they have several of their members there at Sculpt that are going to compete in the show, so good.
Absolutely, they're going to compete, and it's going to be fabulous. But we're just glad that they're on board with us for NPC Night of the Gladiators. And then, of course, Five Star Nutrition, another great sponsor for us coming up. And we were visiting there today, and I actually bought collagen from them, and that's going to help me look beautiful.
That's right. And some of our viewers and listeners might remember that Ty was recently on the show, and we saw him and his team today. They were just super nice, as always.
Oh, they were absolutely fabulous. You know, I have some issues, and so I now have to have vegan protein, and they even have some vegan protein that I purchased today from them. So, great crew over there. And Jim, good news for you from, Five Star Nutrition. You
That's
go.
Right. That's right. They put me back on the InBody, the body scan. And so, yeah, some good news. I actually lost a little weight since my last check on the scan and, lost a little weight. Lost some body fat and gained some muscle weight.
It's just excellent. He said you gained over 2 pounds of really good muscle, and I believe you.
Well, you know, since we were there last, I have been taking the supplements faithfully. And
right.
So I'm on 3 different supplements right now, and apparently they're working.
Apparently they are. So excited for that. And I am excited because, you know, you're looking really good, and we've got this show coming up that we've got to MC, so we got to be looking the part.
Well, If I get any better, I won't MC. I'll just enter the show. How about
Well, that? There you go. And the master's over 60.
Over 60. Yeah.
Well, let's say
no, hello. I got a long way to go before that happens. Maybe next year.
Not a long way. You know, it's December's coming up, and you will be 60.
I didn't mean a long way before 60. I meant a long way before I'm stage ready.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's true.
I'm showing a little improvement, but yeah.
But you're not ready for the stage.
A little bit more.
Okay. Well, listen, thank y'all for joining us. Rob Hobby from North Carolina. What you doing in North Carolina, Rob? But thank you for joining us.
He's a world traveler.
He is a world traveler. They go all over the place, him and his wife. I see it on Facebook. Jesse Anderson, thank you for joining us. But, you know, we've got some great guests coming in tonight. We have Brittany Purnell with Buff City Soap. And I know you're excited about soap because it cleans your body.
Well, sure. Everybody wants to be clean. So, yeah, you... brought home some samples after going in there. Matter of fact, I got to tell the listeners, and Brittany will appreciate this. She came out of that store. The first time she went into that store, and she really didn't know exactly what to expect. But when she came out, you'd have thought she was like a 6-year-old kid that just walked out of the amusement park, out of Disney World or something. I mean, she was just bubbling and telling me all about, oh, the soap and the detergent. And look, I got – and, yeah, it is some good-smelling stuff, right?
It really is. But more than that – and I'm not going to take Brittany's thunder, but, you know, it is healthy for you. It doesn't have any chemicals or additives. And, you know, I was just so impressed. And, Jim, they make the soap right there in front of you.
Yeah, yeah. And Maria was just, she was just going on and on about the layout of the store and how nice everyone was and, you know, how the great customer service. I mean, she just really bragged on that store.
And it takes a lot to impress me these days. And I was very, very impressed with their staff and with their product, Jim. So, and even more than that, you know, the owner, Buff City Soap, you know, found out he is into bodybuilding. He's like us.
Right. When we first pulled up there, I said, Buff City, that would be a good name for a gym. you know, workout center. And then she comes out and she had learned that, well, in fact, that's kind of where they got the name, because this guy is buff.
So, yeah, we just thought that was so cool. But we're going to be talking to Brittany and more about that and her role there at Buff City Soap. And, of course, we welcome them to Valdosta. And more than that, they are going to be one of our vendors at our fitness/business expo at NPC Night of the Gladiators.
Great. And Maria, I'm really looking forward to this expo component of the show. I mean, we've been to a lot of these bodybuilding competitions, and, you know, typically you range from, we've seen as few as, you know, 8 or 9 vendor tables to as many as maybe 25, 30. I think ours might end up being the biggest expo and the biggest number of vendors we've seen in a long time.
I hope so. Valdosta has really been good, and the surrounding communities have really rallied around us, Jim, and I'm just so grateful and thankful for all that they have done. And I hope this is going to be an annual event and a thing that people will want to come to. Even if you don't want to come into the bodybuilding show, but you want to come into the fitness/business expo, you can do that free of charge and just walk through and see all the great products and the great people that are going
to
be there.
Right. Look around, go table to table to table, look at the products, talk with the representatives. A lot of times these people have free samples and things. I know Red Owl Coffee, by the way, will be giving away coffee to everyone who's there Saturday morning.
They certainly will. Red Owl Coffee out of Valdosta is one of our, again, one of our sponsors, contributors, and we are so grateful to have them be part of this event. Well, but we are leaving tomorrow to go to a big event down in Jacksonville, Florida.
The Dexter Jackson Classic.
The Dexter Jackson Classic. Of course, he is a Mr. Olympian, and I understand they're going to have a great big show there. Of course, we'll be promoting NPC Night of the Gladiators, so we'll be at the Dexter Jackson's show Saturday. But we've got several things coming up for the NPC. In Dothan, Alabama, we've got the Body Be One Classic over in Dothan. That is Roland Huff's show down there. That's coming up. Wings of Strength, Linda Murray, was last weekend in Atlanta, but she's got another one coming up in Savannah. And then, of course, the Southern Muscle Showdown in October will be coming to Dalton, Georgia. And then, of course, our ending happens here in Georgia for NPC with the big Lee Haney. That is now going to be Lee Haney / our Georgia show for the Mr. Georgia. So we miss Doc Neely, of course. He was a longtime promoter and founder of that show, but he has passed on, and we miss him. But Lee Haney is picking up the mantle, and our Georgia show will go hand-in-hand with his show.
And I know Lee Haney will do a great job with that.
He certainly will do a great job. But we got some other guests coming on, some people that we haven't seen in a long, long time, our friends Jim and Teresa Adams.
Oh, great. I'm looking forward to seeing them again.
They're going to be here. Of course, Jim has had brain surgery, similar to me, had a tumor, had it removed. And Teresa is a physical therapy assistant. And, you know, last week we were talking about strength, endurance, balance, flexibility, especially those things as we get older. Well, you know, one of the things that Teresa had to help Jim with was particularly balance. And, of course, then he had to get his strength back. So we're going to be talking about all those components a little bit more in depth than we did last week. And just great. It's going to be great to see them and have them here in the studio.
Always look forward to seeing those good friends.
Well, we'll be right back. We're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back. This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I own and operate Wintersville Fitness at 1711 Norman Drive in Valdosta. Melissa is an Army veteran and served in Desert Storm. I retired from the Air Force after numerous deployments. We both served our country honorably, and we continue to serve the members of Wintersville Fitness with loyalty and integrity. We are committed to making this community a better place. We keep our money local, and we support a variety of local charities so we can help build a better community for everyone. So stop by at 1711 Norman Drive and see why we were voted the best fitness center in South Georgia 2020.
Vasta Health and Wellness Clinic is dedicated to offering their patients individualized therapy in order to achieve optimal health and well-being. Conditions such as menopause, perimenopause, andropause, or a general hormone imbalance can negatively affect day-to-day living. Their goal is not only to help you feel better, but also to help you maintain therapeutic levels in order to continue living a healthy lifestyle. Call them today at 229-469-6137 or stop by 3328 Bemis Road in Valdosta. Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic, there for you.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I are the new owners of Valdosta Bike Center and More, located at 1907 Baytree Place in Remerton. We are an authorized Trek dealer, but we also service and repair all types of bicycles. We recently started a pickup and delivery service for a small additional fee. We will pick up your bicycles, service or repair them, and drop them back off, so you don't have to worry about cramming them into the back of your car. We're excited to serve the bicycle community, and we hope that you will stop by and see what we have to offer. Please like and follow us on Facebook to keep up with the additional services we plan to offer.
Life changes, then it changes again. Predicting the unexpected in life is impossible. So when it comes to your financial goals, our philosophy at Edward Jones is, don't predict, prepare. Hi, I'm Edward Jones financial advisor, Crystal Carter, and I am here to help. A job loss, change in health, or a loss of a loved one can have a big impact on your family's financial security. Let's work together to make sure you're equipped for what life throws at you. Call us at 229-244-2772 or visit edwardjones.com to learn more.
Edward Jones, member SIP.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I own and operate FitMix Group Fitness and Personal Training. We have 7 certified personal trainers with varying specialties to make sure you reach your goals. Sports training, military standards, flexibility, mobility, and everything in between. FitMix is a veteran-owned facility located at 3323 Bemis Road, Suite E, and we are the little sister gym to Wintersville Fitness. Contact my wife Melissa for more information at 229-305-6465 or email her at morethanfit@gmail.com. Get more than fit with FitMix.
Now, let's get back to more Fit Talk with Maria and Jim on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello and welcome back to Fit Talk Radio. I'm Maria.
And I'm Jim.
And Brittany is right here. Brittany Purnell with Buff Body Soap. I'll get it out in a minute, Brittany, of Valdosta. And listen, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Well, listen, I mean, Jim was right. I was so impressed when I went into your place of business the other day, and he didn't exaggerate. I mean, I really came out just that excited. So tell us just a little bit about Buff Body Soap and how it got to Valdosta.
Yeah, so Buff City Soap is a completely plant-based company. We handmake every single item in store, so every item is truly unique. We describe our soaps like snowflakes. No one soap is like another one. And everything's free of harsh chemicals, detergents, and any alcohol or sulfates. So,
you know, that was what was so impressive to me when you said that. My mouth just held open. I just couldn't believe it. And, you know, I walked, before I even got into the door, I could smell how it just smells so clean before I even opened the door. And then when I opened the door, Brittany, it just smelled fresh and clean. And I mean, just, it was beautiful. And then when you told me, we actually, Maria, make the soap here. How impressive is that, people? They make the soap right there in front of you.
Yes, so we make everything handmade right in front of you. Each time you come in, you'll see us making something new. And that way we have ingredient transparency, so you know exactly what's going into the products, and you can even control what's going into your soap.
And you see, that's so amazing to me. Now, y'all have all kinds of soap. There's laundry detergent.
Yeah, so it's laundry soap since we're free of detergents, and it's only 4 simple ingredients, and it's just made for sensitive skin, anyone with allergies or sensitivities. And the really cool thing is you can even choose your own custom scent and make a special scent just for you.
That is just totally incredible to me. And not only do you have the laundry soap, but you have the hand soap, a shower oil, dryer balls. Tell us about the dryer balls. And hand me one of the laundry soaps over there.
Yeah, so this is our laundry soap and dryer ball pack right here. Our dryer balls are thebomb.com. They're reusable, so they're going to last you about 500 loads. You just need to bring them in once a month and get them rescented for $2 a ball.
And this is this is the dryer ball right here. I mean, what is that made out of?
So it's just a wool dryer ball. They're ethically sourced, and we just scent them with our essential oils that are also plant-based.
Wow, smells delicious. I mean, I just love that.
And this is actually our number one seller. It's called Narcissus. It's a little bit of patchouli, a little bit of peach, and a little bit of sandalwood. It's nice and clean and a little bit earthy.
I mean, you could almost wear it for, I'm rubbing it on me, Jim, like it's a...
Pass that on down here. Yeah. Let me smell that.
Like it's a...
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't that smell delicious?
Oh, yeah.
Now, Mike, our board guy, walked in, and Brittany, you said, oh, I know that guy.
I sure do. I see him and his girlfriend in the store all the time.
Oh, yeah. We love it there. That's for sure.
Mike, tell us what you just told me a while ago about your girlfriend, that she just is crazy about this place.
Yes, absolutely. Shelby, she absolutely loves Buff City. Ever since the store opened, we probably are in there at least about once a week. If anything, it doesn't go much more than about 2 weeks, but both of us use the soaps now, absolutely love them. Both of us have sensitive skin and no issues at all with that soap. Neither of us break out or anything. It's absolutely amazing.
Well, what a great testimony, Brittany.
I know, I'm super impressed.
I mean, he really is a good commercial for y'all. Not only is he a great board guy, but man, he can be the spokesperson for Buff City Soap.
And he is not a paid spokesperson.
He is not a paid. He is paying Buff City Soap. Well, tell me how Buff City got started. I mean, I know the owner is from Chattanooga, Tennessee, and so tell me a little bit about him and how all this started.
Yeah, so it was an accidental overnight success. The original creator was simply making it in his garage, looking for alternatives, plant-based alternative soaps. And he just started making soaps, and it just took off from there. He outgrew his garage, and now we have almost 200 stores nationwide.
That is phenomenal. And this company is not that old of a company. It just started in the early 2000s.
Yeah.
Just a few years ago. So, I mean, this is just incredible. Now, this is the laundry soap, and this is the dryer balls. And this laundry soap right here, tell me how many loads of laundry will this do right here?
Yeah, of course. So, you're going to get about 30 to 35 loads out of that one little tub. It's just 2 tablespoons for each load directly onto your clothes. And there's many other uses for it also. I personally love to sprinkle it on my carpets and use it as a carpet freshener.
Wow. So you use 2 tablespoons of that for a load of laundry.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my goodness, Jim. As much laundry as we have, we need to invest in some of it. Maybe we just need to buy a franchise or something. I don't know. But that is great. I want to say hi to Charles Clark. Charles Clark, I want to say something directly to you. I know where you came from. I know your daddy, Wade Clark. I knew Mr. Clark. So now I'm so glad to make your real acquaintance know who you really are. I want to say hi to Lindsay. So glad you joined us. And Jennifer, thank you for joining us today. Well, I mean, one of the things, too, that I was impressed with, because Buff City Soap is going to be part of our NPC Night of the Gladiators. And you said, Maria, we can make a special scent and a special soap for NPC Night of the Gladiators. I was just floored.
Yeah, so... cool thing about us, since we all hand make it, you can come in and basically control every aspect that goes into the soap, the exfoliants, moisturization, and the scent. Make your own custom scent. We're only limited by the customer's imagination. We can do anything for you. So we're super excited to create a gladiator soap that will have the night of the NPC Gladiator.
Jim, isn't that cool?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I wonder what a gladiator smelled like. We might not want that scent.
No, we want our gladiators of today are going to smell good. We're not going to want that old Roman gladiator scent. But I just think this is just the coolest thing. And, you know, you've got shower oil, a shave bar, a body scrub. Now, so is that like an exfoliant for the skin?
Yes, it sure is. And we use sugar and a very, you know, good quality olive oil. That way it's got vitamin E in there for you, and it's not going to be too harsh on your skin. Offers exfoliation and moisturization.
That is just incredible. And you got a body butter, a lotion bar, a shower fizzy. Now, I noticed that you had a lot of those bath bombs when mm-hmm. I went in. Tell me about those.
Yeah, so we have bath bombs and we have bath truffles, which I brought for you to try out later on at home.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good. Bath truffles.
So the bath bombs and bath truffles. Bath bombs are going to be for moisturization for when you're ever you're feeling like a bubble bath. You just put it in your bath. It's going to fizzle a little bit, but we don't use any dyes, so it's not going to change the color of your water. Stay in your bathtub, and it's going to make you feel in so smooth.
Well, what else? Let's see what else you brought in there so we can show everybody. Well, I'm just telling you, I was just so impressed. You know, I found out that I have some issues. So believe it or not, oh, look at that. How cute. We can't see it that good. Move.
We also offer complimentary gift packaging. So if you're looking for any teacher appreciation gifts or Christmas gifts, then stock up.
What's it look like in there, Maria? Because I know you tell me it's all about presentation. Okay, so she lifts the lid and a hand-colored written note, "We love Fit Talk."
And look at all these goodies in here.
And all the goodies.
And all the goodies. This is, tell them about this. This is some of their, and this just smells divine.
Yes.
The Narcissist hand soap, I guess.
So this is our Narcissist bar soap right here. This is the one that we were talking about. It's our most popular seller. You can control, like I said, you can come in and do a custom order, make your own custom soap with us and choose every aspect of it. But right here we have the ingredients easy to read on the back. That way you know exactly what's going into it. And usually on the weekdays, 9 to 3, you can watch us actually make it.
Read plus the ingredients on that for us.
Yeah. So we have coconut oil, palm oil, a little bit of rapeseed oil, which is along with our olive oil, and our mica, which is our mineral that we use for our coloring. It's ethically sourced. And iron oxides in your fragrance that you choose.
Y'all remember when you were little kids and your mama said, "I'm going to wash your mouth out with soap." This is what you hope she would use if she was really going to do that.
Absolutely. You know, you told me that you have, what was the word you said, ingredient?
Transparency.
Ingredient transparency. You know, and that was so impressive to me, too. In other words, you know, everything is just natural, no additives, no harsh chemicals. And, you know, now that I have been diagnosed with kidney disease, believe it or not, I was dumb and naive. I didn't understand. But, you know, all the soaps, anything that you put on your skin, you know, your body absorbs it. And it is filtered through your kidney and liver. And, you know, one of the things that the nurse told me when I was talking to her, she said, make sure that you look at your makeup and all your soaps, because if it has phosphorus and two or three other things, she said, you know, you need to stay away from those things. I was floored.
Brittany, are y'all regulated by FDA?
FDA, and we're also under OSHA, too.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of people, you know, when they think of Food and Drug Administration, they don't think about products that you rub on your body and rub into your skin. But yeah, that's usually under FDA jurisdiction also.
FDA and OSHA, is that what you said? Mm-hmm. Wow, that is just so incredible. What is there anything else that you brought for us to see?
Just those, and we have some of our new products. These are our minis right here. So we would love for everyone to come try them out. Anyone that's a little bit nervous about buying a full size, you can now, for $5, come in and buy a mini. And then, like she was saying, we want you to know everything that's going on to your skin. We're not trying to hide everything. So everything's front of house. There's no back of house. We just have a bunch of boxes out there. And we have our shave soaps right here. These are one of my favorite things ever.
And so the men can shave or the women can shave with them?
Oh, yeah. You just go straight in with it. It's got kaolin clay, which is a really cool ingredient that you can see on our shelf. It's going to be moisturizing and also not clog your razor.
Jim, there is something for you to shave with.
I'm going to try that.
A shave soap. Absolutely. Isn't that neat? Well, I mean, I was just so impressed, you know, with everything that y'all have got here. And I have not had the opportunity, but I will make time next week when we come to go in and actually shop. I think this is going to be a great gift idea, birthday, anniversary, Christmas, Valentine's.
Mother's Day, Father's Day.
I think this is just a great gift.
Groundhog Day. And buy some for your groundhog. He will smell better.
Well, I think anybody is going to smell better if they use any of these products. Well, not only that, but I asked you, I said, Brittany, you know, this would be a great idea for a party. But y'all do little parties there at Buff City Soap.
Yes, so we've had a couple already. We even have one this weekend. And with our parties, you can come in and make bath bombs with us. You basically rent out the entire place before or after hours. And for about an hour and a half, 2 hours, we sit and we'll make bath bombs, crank music up. You can order catering. You know, we'll just have a good time.
What a great idea.
Isn't that a great idea? I can't wait to have a party there. Yeah. I think I'm going to have one there.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Absolutely. I'm not sure what kind yet, but I'm gonna come up with something. And me and my girlfriend, somebody, we're going to have a party there because it's just so much
Crazy fun. Faith Ladies.
The Crazy Faith Ladies, yes, my group from church. That might be a great, great group to bring there. I think you're right, Jim. Good idea, Jim.
Well, shortly before Christmas, that way they can buy their Christmas gifts there.
Exactly. The laundry soap, I can't wait to – I did use my sample. I used it on my towels and some sheets, and you were right, soft. Because it has between that and the shower – I mean, the dryer ball, you know, makes everything soft, too. Everything is in there that you need.
Oh, yeah. The ground coconut is a natural softener for your clothes, and since it's detergent-free, it's not going to be too harsh on them. And then the citric acid and the baking soda are going to be natural cleansers and deodorizers for you.
That was. They were very, very soft. They had a smell, but it wasn't anything harsh. It just smelled very, very clean.
Yep. None of our fragrances are overpowering at all. When you walk in, it can be a little overwhelming because we're bright and happy. But other than that, you're not gonna find anything too overpowering.
Well, if they want to know where you are, now I know where you are, but tell our listeners where you're located and your hours.
Yeah, so we're on 1840 on Baytree Street. We're right next to Southeastern Bank, and you can find us right in front of Crunch Fitness. Our hours are 10 to 7 o'clock on Monday through Thursday, and then Friday through Saturday we're 10 to 8. Sorry about that.
Well, all you got to do is just be right there close to the building and get out, and you'll smell what the great smells coming out of that building, because I was just so impressed with that just before. I didn't even get to the door, Jim, and there was the great clean smell. Well, Brittany, thank you so much for joining us today here on Fit Talk Radio. And, Jim, we've even found something for you.
I'm so happy.
The shave bar. And, Mike, thank you for that great testimony. And your girlfriend, we know that you're spending a lot of money over there at Buff City, so if you're going there once a week.
Of course. Anytime. It's a great product.
Well, we're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be back with Jim and Teresa Adams. But, again, Brittany, thank you for coming. And
thank
we hope
you
you'll
so
come
much.
Back.
Oh, for sure.
All right. This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife, Melissa, and I own and operate Wintersville Fitness at 1711 Norman Drive in Valdosta. Melissa is an Army veteran and served in Desert Storm. I retired from the Air Force after numerous deployments. We both served our country honorably, and we continue to serve the members of Wintersville Fitness with loyalty and integrity. We are committed to making this community a better place. We keep our money local, and we support a variety of local charities so we can help build a better community for everyone. So stop by at 1711 Norman Drive and see why we were voted the best fitness center in South Georgia 2020.
Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic is dedicated to offering their patients individualized therapy in order to achieve optimal health and well-being. Conditions such as menopause, perimenopause, andropause, or a general hormone imbalance can negatively affect day-to-day living. Their goal is not only to help you feel better, but also to help you maintain therapeutic levels in order to continue living a healthy lifestyle. Call them today at 229-469-6137 or stop by 3328 Bemis Road in Valdosta. Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic. There for you.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I are the new owners of Valdosta Bike Center and More, located at 1907 Baytree Place in Remerton. We are an authorized Trek dealer, but we also service and repair all types of bicycles. We recently started a pickup and delivery service for a small additional fee. We will pick up your bicycles, service or repair them, and drop them back off, so you don't have to worry about cramming them into the back of your car. We're excited to serve the bicycle community, and we hope that you will stop by and see what we have to offer. Please like and follow us on Facebook to keep up with the additional services we plan to offer.
Life changes. then it changes again. Predicting the unexpected in life is impossible. So when it comes to your financial goals, our philosophy at Edward Jones is don't predict, prepare. Hi, I'm Edward Jones financial advisor, Crystal Carter, and I am here to help. A job loss, change in health, or a loss of a loved one can have a big impact on your family's financial security. Let's work together to make sure you're equipped for what life throws at you. Call us at 229-244-2772 or visit edwardjones.com to learn more.
Edward Jones, member SIPC.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I own and operate FitMix Group Fitness and Personal Training. We have 7 certified personal trainers with varying specialties to make sure you reach your goals. Sports training, military standards, flexibility, mobility, and everything in between. FitMix is a veteran-owned facility located at 3323 Bemis Road, Suite E, and we are the little sister gym to Wintersville Fitness. Contact my wife Melissa for more information at 229-305-6465 or email her at morethanfit@gmail.com. Get more than fit with FitMix.
Now, let's get back to more Fit Talk with Maria and Jim on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello and welcome back to Fit Talk. I'm Maria, and Jim stepped out for just a moment, but come to join us is Jim and Teresa Adams. Jim, so good to see you. Hey, you can get that microphone right down there on the end. And me and Teresa is going to share this one for just a second. Let me see who has checked in with us. I am so impressed with Buff City Soap. I can't tell you. Rick Roberts, hello. How are you doing? Glad you could join us. Alan Smith, thank you for joining us. Sam McCord, thank you for joining us. You know, that I don't know, Teresa, have you been to Buff City Soap?
I have not, but after walking in here, I'm going to be over there pretty soon.
I'm telling you, it is a plant-based soap, and they make it right there in-house. I have never seen anything like it.
Wow.
Yeah, and you can choose your own scent. It's all natural products. It's covered by the FDA and OSHA. I mean, you know, now with some things that have happened to me, anybody with sensitive skin, eczema, anything, Mike gave a great testimony about him and his girlfriend. She just loves it.
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. We very much like it, both of us, sensitive skin, all that. It doesn't bother us a bit. So.
Well, I'm telling you, I've never – it takes a lot to impress me these days after you get this old and been around so long. But when I went in that business, I just was so impressed. I came out the door and told Jim, I said, oh, my gosh, I thought it was something like another company that sells, you know, body washes uh-huh. and soaps. And it was not. It's completely and totally different. So, yeah, please. And I've got a coupon for you that Miss Brittany just left me, so I will be able to give that to you.
Awesome.
But now, how are you and Jim doing? It's been a long time since we've seen y'all.
It sure has. We've been doing good, busy as we can be. But, yeah, we've been working down in Madison now. And it has been a kind of a chore with his rehab and getting him back to work full steam. But he's doing good.
Well, I know in case people don't understand and know the story, Teresa, just give everybody a little bit of background about your husband, and I'm going to let him and Jim come down here after me and you talk for just a minute too, so they can see Jim live on Facebook, but just give them a little bit of brief history about what happened to Jim.
So as short as possible, in 2017, he had some issues with some vertigo and dizziness, and then we got him diagnosed in September of that year. They said he had a brain tumor that was on top of his brainstem. He had to go through surgery, had an extended hospital stay, basically came out with a traumatic brain injury after the surgery. And so there's been a lot of rehab working on getting his strength and his endurance back up, getting his balance back, visual stuff, getting his hands working right, just a lot of time-consuming and things that just time has to heal.
Well, the good news for him is that his wife had a degree in this stuff.
Yes. Hey, well, I don't know if he's going to agree with that, but I think it is.
I would. Is it a blessing or a curse, Jim?
Both.
Yeah, he had his own personal therapist. And so some of the things that I've done over the last several years has been to take continuing ed courses that not only helps my patients, but helps him out. I've done some things on low-level vision. Most recently, I took a course with him, the American Institute of Balance, and got certified in vertigo and vestibular rehab.
Well, now, Teresa, when you told me that, of course, the light went off in my head because, you know, I have this vestibular nerve damage from brain surgery. I didn't have a tumor like Jim, but I had 5 brain surgeries, and that is one of the things that really messed me up. And talk about balance, and of course the listeners have heard this story before, but you know, I had to learn how to ride a bike again. You know, I was falling off the bike, and Jim just couldn't understand why I couldn't put my foot down so I wouldn't fall off the bike. But I could not. It just didn't. My brain could not catch up with my balance and put my foot. It was so frustrating for me. And when you said, Maria, I got certified in vestibular nerve, whatever, I was like, oh, my gosh, Teresa. And then last week on the show, which is why this is just a continuance of last week, Jim and I, the subject matter was strength, balance, endurance, and flexibility. That was the 4 things we talked about on the show, and especially as we get older. And then, you know, anybody with any kind of injury like me and Jim, it just, you know, makes it bigger and bigger and bigger. So I was so impressed when you said, Maria, I got, you know, because I went through vestibular nerve rehabilitation or whatever. Had to look at these little things and move my head and, you know, I don't know if it helped me at the moment that I was doing it, but I think it did help me, you know, as I began to try to rehab. And I get unbalanced even now.
It's kind of hard to see just as you're doing it, just right. How it helps. The brain is a just fascinating and complex thing. The whole vestibular system is kind of a complex situation. There's a coordination between the brain and the eyes and the ears. And we have in each ear basically a gyroscope that tells us how we're standing upright or left or right or how we're turning our head. And in order to keep that equilibrium and that balance, your eyes have to function in basically an equal and opposite way from your head turns. And if that system gets off, then it's going to make you have double vision while you turn your head. You may have a blurred vision or double vision. You may lose your balance. You may feel nauseous. You may just feel like the room is spinning. You may feel like you're spinning. There's a lot of different parts to it. There's also a complex network between your lower with your legs and your feet and your ankles and the connection with the brain there and how you're standing and what you're standing on and how that responds to posture. And so what we do with vestibular rehab is we start to retrain all those things. We evaluate and we find out the specific things that are going on that are not functioning like they should. And then we begin to work on correcting or modifying, and we use techniques to retrain the brain and those parts of the body to communicate properly again.
You know, that's what I was trying to tell Jim, you know, when he was, you know, screaming at me about that bicycle. I was fine once I got on the bicycle and was pedaling. But then if I went to stop, you know, the inertia, the movement forward, it got me off. I couldn't tell my brain fast enough to put my foot down. And then the next thing I knew, I was on the ground, you know, because I'd fall off the bicycle.
Right. It's sudden positional changes. We have a test where we have people walk and do head turns and do quick stops and a quick turn to see if that affects the balance, or if we ask them to change their speed up, does it mess their how they're walking? Do they have to stop and think about it, or does it almost cause them to fall? And all those different things can tell us exactly what we need to work on and how we need to address that. The brain adapts really, really quick. So you may not even feel like you're getting much out of it, but in just a matter of like 30 seconds to 2 minutes, we have to constantly switch up the exercises and the activities. There's a cognitive, which is just that brain function, being able to, I call it walk, talk, and chew gum all at the same time.
Yeah, I couldn't do that for a while.
But yeah, basically, because people don't even realize that they're compensating, that they're correcting for the balance issues. I've talked to several patients, and they say, oh, yeah, well, I do fine in the grocery store. I just look at the cart, and then I stop and look at the shelves when I need to find something. I'm like, so you can't push the buggy and walk and look at the shelves and read labels? And they're like, I never realized I was doing that.
You know, that's a very true statement, and I've made this, and this has happened to me. And we'll bring Jim over here in a minute, both of our gyms, my gym and your gym. But that happened to me in the grocery store. As long as I'm holding on to the buggy and looking straight ahead, but if I turned my head to look at the products or whatever, then I get off balance. Mm-hmm. One of the things I told Jim, he would say, "Let you ride in front of me." I said, "No, you ride the bike in front of me so I can look at you. I can keep my focus right on him." It's just so strange. Sometimes you'll be walking straight, and Jim, you might have had this problem. All of a sudden, I'm walking straight, and then all of a sudden, I'm walking crooked. You know, just falling over. You know, or if I can't grab a hold of something, I'm going down. And that's still happening to me, Jim.
He tends to lean to one side a lot sometimes when he walks.
I lean to the left.
Jim is nodding in agreement over here. So yep. Apparently, he's experienced that too.
Yeah. People that struggle
I'm
with
glad
it.
The wall's there.
Yeah, me too.
People that struggle with it a lot of times will avoid social situations where there's a lot of people or small confined areas with people because the changes and the things coming at them while they're trying to move will affect and cause the dizziness.
Well, I know one thing, and of course, all the doctors, you know, Jim, I know you've heard everything from the doctors too, but they tell us that, you know, you're 63, Maria, you're older, you're going to have balance problems, you know, and now you've got this brain thing, and, you know, good luck, basically, is what they tell me.
Well, and that's some of it, and everybody does suffer from a decrease in balance as we age. As we like to say, our bodies dry out, so the fluid that's in the ear canal that runs that gyroscope thickens up. It makes that not work so well. Our joints get less mobile. You know, there are ways to counteract that, though. Like you said, strength training, flexibility. We do a lot of just balance retraining with people just to reduce fall risk and keep people moving and going. And we have patients of all ages that deal with that. The course that I took was, like I said, with the American Institute of Balance. And they actually have a website. It's real easy to remember, dizzy.com.
Dizzy.com.
Yep, dizzy.com. And you can go on there and get some information on it. They have a center down in Central Florida, but they are one of the primary leading research areas for vestibular issues. And they you can also find providers on there. So there's a site where you can look up and find local providers. At last check, when I looked, I'm the only certified local provider. So
wow, that's great, Teresa.
So, and I really enjoy it. As they like to say, mess them up because the brain can't fix what the brain can't see. So if the brain doesn't know that it's off balance, if it's just struggling, then it doesn't know how to fix it. And if you're compensating for it, the brain doesn't know you have an issue. So we have to recreate that issue so that the brain says, oh, we need to work on this.
You know, and that is very true. Thinking back on all my situations, and Jim, I'm sure you can, you know, you're so much better now. I'm so much better. Well, my Jim might not think I'm so much better. I don't know.
You are definitely much better. Definitely are much better.
But, I mean, I still have issues. And, you know, I'm still having to work on things. If I get tired, Jim Adams, I get tired, my brain tends to want to shut down, and then the balance issue comes back into play.
Fatigue,
yeah. I have to tell Jim, okay, I'm done now. I can't do any more. You know, just my brain just says stop, and I have to stop.
And it's true. Once she says that, once she gets to that point, it's not. That doesn't mean I can just do a little bit more. Or I need to slow down. It's like I'm done. I can't do any more.
But you know, then once I rest and recuperate, and I have to rest a lot, Jim. I don't know about you, but I mean, I sleep. You know, I might sleep 10 or 12 hours, and then I might take a nap that afternoon. Sometime now, not every day. But, you know, I tend to want to sleep more and get more deep sleep rest than I used to. I could go 6-7 hours, you know, 5 hours, and I'd be fine. Can't do that anymore. Jim, what about you?
I'm 4 at night, but I nap continuously during the day.
Do you?
Luckily, I have a driver, you know, to help with that.
Well, yeah, that helps. Well, I have a driver too, Jim, and I nap. The only problem with that is he naps too.
I suspect both these drivers are in the studio right here now, right?
No, Actually, Jim's fortunate enough to be self-employed and have our youngest son working with him. So
okay,
yeah.
Good,
yeah.
Very good.
But yeah, the fatigue is definitely an issue, and I think a lot of people probably deal with this. Just they don't notice it, or they think that there's something else wrong, or they just don't want to say anything about it. But, you know, if you've ever had that experience, like when you're laying down in bed and you roll over and you get that sudden swoosh feeling or very uncomfortable, ooh, I don't like that, that can also be just a simple case of what we call BPPV, and it's just a positional change that causes that vertigo to set. That occurs all in the ears, and there's some very simple treatments to correct that as well.
Wow. Now, let me ask you something. I've heard people say, I have vertigo. Mm-hmm. Oh, I just get dizzy. Does that mean that their vestibular nerve is messed up or that there's an issue there?
It doesn't always mean the vestibular nerve is messed up, but it does necessarily mean that there's either something going on in the ear. There are a multitude of conditions that can cause the dizzy or vertigo or the uneasy feeling or whatever you, however you describe it. But balance pretty much like two-thirds occurs in our inner ear. So if you get an inner ear infection, if you get a neuritis in the inner ear, what's called labyrinthitis, which is also in that inner ear, any of those infections and inflammations can cause those dizzy feelings. There's a whole condition called Meniere's disease mm-hmm. that is ongoing that causes that. So it can either be a what we call peripheral, so the outside nervous system, or it can be a central. So it can be the cranial nerves, the nerves in the side of the brain, or an issue with the brain itself. We treat concussion patients because they have a lot of the same thing. They will suffer with the dizziness. They will suffer with the vertigo feelings, balance issues, just because that connection between the eyes, ears, and brain is not functioning properly.
Well, I definitely knew something had happened to me, you know, when I got up from that table having had the surgery itself and then having meningitis infection mm-hmm. and then them going in and out of my brain. We're going to take a commercial break and then we're going to be right back and we're going to bring Jim and Jim over, kind of like Daryl and Daryl, my other brother Daryl. It's Jim and Jim though. And we're going to let everybody see them and Jim talk about his recovery and what all's happening with him. And Teresa, me and you are going to the corner over there. So this is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife, Melissa, and I own and operate Wintersville Fitness at 1711 Norman Drive in Valdosta. Melissa is an Army veteran and served in Desert Storm. I retired from the Air Force after numerous deployments. We both served our country honorably, and we continue to serve the members of Wintersville Fitness with loyalty and integrity. We are committed to making this community a better place. We keep our money local, and we support a variety of local charities so we can help build a better community for everyone. So stop by at 1711 Norman Drive and see why we were voted the best fitness center in South Georgia 2020.
Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic is dedicated to offering their patients individualized therapy in order to achieve optimal health and well-being. Conditions such as menopause, perimenopause, andropause, or a general hormone imbalance can negatively affect day-to-day living. Their goal is not only to help you feel better, but also to help you maintain therapeutic levels in order to continue living a healthy lifestyle. Call them today at 229-469-6137 or stop by 3328 Bemis Road in Valdosta. Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic. There for you.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I are the new owners of Valdosta Bike Center and More, located at 1907 Baytree Place in Remerton. We are an authorized Trek dealer, but we also service and repair all types of bicycles. We recently started a pickup and delivery service for a small additional fee. We will pick up your bicycles, service or repair them, and drop them back off, so you don't have to worry about cramming them into the back of your car. We're excited to serve the bicycle community, and we hope that you will stop by and see what we have to offer. Please like and follow us on Facebook to keep up with the additional services we plan to offer.
Life changes, then it changes again. Predicting the unexpected in life is impossible. So when it comes to your financial goals, our philosophy at Edward Jones is don't predict, prepare. Hi, I'm Edward Jones financial advisor, Crystal Carter, and I am here to help. A job loss, change in health, or a loss of a loved one can have a big impact on your family's financial security. Let's work together to make sure you're equipped for what life throws at you. Call us at 229-244-2772 or visit edwardjones.com to learn more.
Edward Jones, member SIPC.
PC.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I own and operate FitMix Group Fitness and Personal Training. We have 7 certified personal trainers with varying specialties to make sure you reach your goals. Sports training, military standards, flexibility, mobility, and everything in between. FitMix is a veteran-owned facility located at 3323 Bemis Road, Suite E, and we are the little sister gym to Wintersville Fitness. Contact my wife Melissa for more information at 229-305-6465 or email her at morethanfit@gmail.com. Get more than fit with FitMix.
Now, let's get back to more Fit Talk with Maria and Jim on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello and welcome back to Fit Talk. I'm Maria.
And I'm Jim. And this is Jim here to my right. And hello to some of our Facebook fans there. Sam McCord, Natalie Rippey, thanks for tuning in. Jim, how long ago has it been since you had the surgery?
4.5 years. 4.5 years.
4.5 years. Okay. So what's been the hardest thing about your comeback?
Well, when you can cure anything in your mind with food and with, you know, weightlifting and flexibility, but then all of a sudden, this brain thing, and I've had to relearn everything I did. And whenever she comes back from a, Teresa comes back from a clinic, she has all these ideas. And I feel like we're getting so I got to try this and try that. And I'm working now more on flexibility and strengthening of the side muscles.
Okay. You know,
and learning to compensate a little bit. And you don't want to compensate too much, mm-hmm. you know, because it could weaken you.
Yeah, because you, as long as I've known you, were always very active and yep. athletic and like to work out. And, in fact, now you have the home gym. Is that right?
Yeah. I quit it, though, and
uh-huh.
we sold it
uh-huh.
because I learned stretching uh-huh. as I get older.
Okay.
It's doing better.
So you do a lot of stretching now.
I do a lot of isometric stretching.
And tell me how that helps you.
It does for stability, and she stays on me about weight. You know, do what you did at 235, at 215.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm learning to cut, and I'm learning to strengthen myself, focus on that more instead of lifting, and not to lift in the back. I still do push-ups and stuff like that, but my neurologist took a lot of stuff that I used to do from me. So he said, work on crossovers, work on things that gives you improves your flexibility, and that will help you.
Now, obviously you had to be out of work for a while.
A year.
And but you're back to work now.
Oh yeah,
and how's that going?
Man, so good. I can't complain at all.
It's probably good for you mentally and emotionally.
It is,
right?
You like to have valuability, you know, to your family. That's a word. You like to be valuable. You know?
And tell everybody what kind of work you do.
I'm a home inspector now, and I done a little contracting, still build stuff, but I can barely keep up with home inspecting. So I went to that full time, and I'm doing that. And here we are.
Well, Jim, it's just great to see you. We hadn't seen you in so long, you and Teresa, and you have just come such a long way. You know, it's been, what, almost 3 years now, Jim, since my surgery. So I know, you know, we're still having – I'm still having challenges, Jim, you know, and – but we just work on them every day, do what we can every day. And some days it's an hourly thing. You know, in the morning I might not feel that great, but the afternoon is better.
Yeah, we all have good days and bad days. And learning to identify what days you can do certain things and what
right.
days you don't need to.
That's
your experience.
Well, I get up and get at it pretty early, like 3 or 4 in the morning.
Oh, my.
And she tells me she'll throw a brick if I get her up. 4 or 5:30. So we're wired totally differently. But yeah, I can know when the challenges come and when fatigue sets in, like you say, when you hit the wall, you need to just back away.
Jim, I've had to learn to do that. I just stop when I get too fatigued. If I don't feel like doing whatever it is the day I have set to do that day, I just don't do it. I wait and do it the next day. And I can be pretty productive some days, and other days I'm not as productive. And that's unfortunate, isn't it, Jim?
It's unfortunate.
That's kind of a joke between me and my gym. You know, I'll say, well, I just didn't feel like doing anything today. He said, well, that's unfortunate.
I see that Brock Mann is watching us now. And so, hello, Brock Mann. That man is everywhere. If there's anything going on in the bodybuilding world, he's there.
Well, ask him, is he going to be at the Dexter Jackson this weekend?
Well, if you are Brock Mann, we'll see you there at Jacksonville at the Dexter Jackson Classic.
You know, you talk about being able to do some things some days and others not, or having a good day and doing so much that the next day you're down. That's one of the other things that we teach with this is a kind of a graded exposure. So on those days you feel good, do things, but try not to overdo, because if you push it too hard, then you put yourself down.
And that's exactly what happens to me. And because I feel so good that day, I think, oh my gosh, I'm going to get all this stuff done. You know, and then by the time I do all that, then the next day I'm
down for 4 days.
Yeah, yep. Down for 4 days because I can't do anything because I did too much that one day. So I definitely get that, Teresa. I just don't know if I'm going to be able to do it.
I think that's one of the hardest things I get. I tell people about that and they say, well, it's got to get done. And I'm the only one there. So.
As Jim says, if he doesn't do it, nobody else will do it there in the whole house.
Lord knows. If I don't do it, nobody will.
I hear that, too. I'm not sure how true it is, but I hear it.
It's not true. Maria knows.
Jim has learned to pick up the mantle. You know, if the sink is full of dishes, he knows Maria doesn't feel good. And so he might better get in there and wash them or put them in the dishwasher or something because that might be there for a couple of days.
No, I'm old school. I'm not using that dishwasher.
No, he doesn't use the dishwasher. He washes them by hand. And he's very good. And, Teresa, I know that it's been hard on my gym, you know, to have to go through this with me. But he's been there every step of the way. I know it's been hard on you, but you have been right there by Jim's side every step of the way.
Yes, ma'am. I wouldn't have it any other way. That's one of our things in the house is when there's a tough time or when there's a bad day, I tell him we're going to get through this like we get through everything together.
That is absolutely right. And how blessed are we, me having Jim and your Jim having you? Because we didn't know when we got married that this was going to happen to us. We didn't know, you know, God's got a plan, and, you know, I'm not saying that God did this to us, but, you know, things happen, and we have to adapt, and we have to accept things, and I'm sure it's been very difficult for you. I know it's been difficult for my gym.
Well, you know, I think a big part of not just surviving this, but, you know, continuing to stay healthy, physically healthy, mentally healthy, emotionally healthy, is, you know, prayer and faith. And I know that Maria has faith, and I know that you do too, Jim. And how big a thing has that been?
Huge. Because mental toughness is encouraged by your relationship with God. I believe that. That inner strength comes from God. You don't have it on your own, and you never will. But you're not made to be that way. So learning to lean when you need to can give you that strength that you need to have.
Well, I know that, you know, without my faith, Jim, you know, everything that we have been through, even in our short marriage, you know, we've been married 15 years. I know, Jim, you and Teresa have been married longer than me and my Jim. But 15-year marriage, you know, we've been through some tough times, and most of them physical because I had some illnesses, and we never thought that we would have to go through that, but the Lord has certainly brought us through every step of the way.
Well, Jim, we are very thankful that you have recovered as much as you have and still able to do as much as you can do. Back to work, working with your son.
It's a blessing in a way.
Yeah. Well, and we're glad to have you and your lovely wife back in the studio on Fit Talk with us again.
Good to be here.
Teresa, we're going to have you back because we have lots more to talk about.
Oh, yeah. There's lots of good stuff happening.
Lots of good stuff. Tell everybody where you work, your job, and your job title.
Okay. So I am working at TOSPT in the Madison Clinic. I am a physical therapy assistant. I'm also the clinical director down there. And we've got a lot of new things on, like I said, the dizziness, the balance issues, vestibular treatments. I've recently been taking a course on what they call pain neuroscience. So I'm learning all about how the brain is responsible for creating the pain.
And I can't wait to hear more about that. And we've already talked about that. This is a whole nother show.
Yes,
so you got to promise me you'll come back.
Absolutely.
Well, we thank y'all for joining us here on Fit Talk tonight. Jim, great show. Buff City Soap, Miss Brittany Purnell with us. Great girl. Great soap. She brought me a lot of sweet gifts, which I'm just so thankful to them for being part of our show. And Jim and Teresa, thank y'all for joining us tonight.
Thanks for having us.
Also, I want to say thank you to Bill Osborne for having us on his show, The Morning Drive, yesterday morning. Maria and I used to being here in the evening on Thursday, but we had to get up early yesterday, and we didn't mind doing that for Bill Osborne so that we could come down and talk about the upcoming competition night of the Gladiators.
Yes, and I want to thank Black Crow Media and Kim Pelkowski, the manager here at Black Crow. Black Crow has jumped on board and is one of our great sponsors now for MPC Night at the Gladio. So big kudos to Black Crow Media, and thank you so, so much. Well, great show tonight, Jim.
And I want to remind everyone, keep the faith, love your family, and stay fit.
This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio.